Now, Tony Martin's been making people laugh for decades, shot to fame on DGEN's Late Show, a huge hit on radio, Martin Malloy, has written, produced and directed movies. Do you like your introduction so far?
It's beautiful. I love that you're wearing a tie too.
Yes, I don't know why I've got a tie on, but I have. In more recent times, you've directed the new series, Upper Middle Bogan, premiering tonight on ABC One.
Yes, I should point out I didn't direct tonight's episode. They've sort of buried my episodes towards the end of the series, which is good because all the reviews will be out by then, so...
You get the big finish.
That's right. Wayne Hope directed tonight's episode.
Where did the concept come from?
Well, it's from Wayne Hope and Robin Butler, who people might know from Librarians, shows like that. And I think it's actually based on them because I think Wayne is something of a closet bogan. And Robin is something of a closet posh person.
How do you define someone as a bogan? Why do fluffy dice come to mind on the dashboard?
I don't know. I'm not sure because now it means something else. Like, we tell everyone, oh, I'm working on a show called Upper Middle Bogan, and people immediately assume for some reason it's a series about Shane Warne, which it isn't. It's about a woman who discovers she's adopted and comes from a different kind of family than she thought. But one of the funniest things that happened with this is we were looking for locations. We had to find somewhere in Brighton where the posh people lived. And then we had to find somewhere in Taylor's Lakes where the so-called Bogans live in the show. And we realised that the Bogan family would be living in a house twice as large as the posh family. And so there's quite... It's about upturning expectations, I think, this show.
96900693, what do you think makes someone boganish? 96900693. I guess you've had that discussion over and over.
Well, I'm from New Zealand. We do have the word bogan now over there, but it didn't exist when I was a kid. And I grew up in what would be called a bogan suburb. But gee, the idea of having more than one telly in the house in like the 70s, that was like you'd be a millionaire if you had more than one telly.
You've hidden your accent.
I have. Well, I had to lose my accent to work on the radio, Dennis, because when I came to this country, I sounded like this. Griffin's biscuits with the thin bit of mint filling. That was me. And the bloke of the radio station in Brisbane said, you're not going on air sounding like that. And so I actually locked myself in my flat for 2 weeks and watched a show called Sons and Daughters, trying to copy the voices.
And that worked. Was it easy to get rid of it?
Because
I love the New Zealand accent.
And now it's really fashionable to have people like Cal Wilson and Ellen Bro. They've hung on to them. And I think it's Lord of the Rings or maybe Flight of the Conchords that's made it kind of cool to have a New Zealand. In my day, in the 80s, you just constantly get people telling you to say fish and chips. That was just endlessly amusing.
Yeah, hilarious.
That's right.
We were talking about it this morning about what constitutes someone who might be a bit boganish.
Yeah.
The topic came up of not owning moccasins or UGG boots, but wearing them out in public.
I think, look, there were those jokes years ago about you might be a redneck if, and it was if you had two televisions and one was on top of the other, you know, only the sound worked on one and the picture worked on the other. But I don't know. I mean, that's an old stereotype of boganry now. I think when people think of bogans now, they think of people with a lot of money. And a lot of cars and a lot of tellies and maybe a jacuzzi in the bedroom.
But not necessarily good taste.
Not necessarily. But, I mean, our show isn't about making fun of anyone. The characters in the show make fun of each other, but the show itself is not looking down on anyone. I should point that out.
Can you stay around?
I can do that.
Beautiful.
I'm hoping to draw a prize or spin a wheel, Dennis.
You won't be doing any of that. 96900693-131332. Bogan-like behaviour. What is it? 96906. Let my heart
do the zappos round. G'day, guys. This is sort of aimed at women bogans, but a bogan is the type of person that wears those grey casual track pants with stripes down the side, cheap runners outside the house, and not even going near a gym. My wife is forbidden to leave the house in them.
Yes, a lot of these things you can wear at home.
That's right. The trouble with the tracksuit panties, it's so comfortable to wear around the house, but out in the street you do tend to look like a sex criminal, I find. Yes. It swings a roundabout.
Car Stereo Repairs have asked if Tony can do some of his voices from Martin Malloy and Eat Your Peas Days. Thanks, Mark.
Which voiceovers? I love radio voiceovers. It's Car Stereo Repairs. Is that John Stanton? Is that Car Stereo Repairs? That's my favourite. Red Hot and Rhonda at Crown Casino.
That's right. That's the voice.
Clive Peters. Does he talk like that all the time, do you think, Dennis?
Pass the salt and pepper. It's a dramatic experience. John, hello.
Oh, g'day, g'day. Yeah, just in regards to the bogans you're talking about.
Yes.
I reckon a bogan is someone you might see at Chadston Shopping Centre spending $1,000 on a handbag.
Wow. Is there such a thing?
No, see, it's quite the contrary to the consensus. I think a bogan is someone who puts more effort on their appearance than they do on themselves.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Fair point, John. Thank you. 23 past. Hi, John.
Hi, guys.
Go ahead.
My epitome of a bogan is the blonde-tipped mullet, the packet of Winnie Blues under the sleeve, and the skin-tight stonewashed jeans.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Look, I think that whoever becomes the Prime Minister of Australia next should be made to wear that all the time, don't you think?
When the mullet disappeared, or largely disappeared, did it allow people who perhaps were bogans to fly under the radar?
Really? Stealth bogans?
Yes.
I guess it might have. But everything comes back, Dennis. You'll have one of those mullets in like 2.5 years. You'll have one. It'll be the norm.
There's something to look forward to. 96900693. Hello, Richard.
Oh, hello, Dennis. Thanks for taking the call. The bogan issue to me is usually an accent. And there was a book once written in, I think it was the late 60s, and it reflected on how typical Australians, and I'm not using that in any specific sense, speak, and they speak what's called strine, and it's a strine is a quick way of saying Australian, and if you say it very quickly, strine, you had come up with a word that sounds like strine, and that's what a bogan is to me.
Yes, so for you it's an accent.
It's an accent. It's a particular way of talking and shortening words so that they sound like slightly different to, like the New Zealand accent to a degree, I think.
Yes, and I find that as soon as an Australian goes overseas, their Australian accent sounds fake. Have you noticed that?
Yes, it does.
I remember watching the Oscars. I was in the next room, the Oscars were on. I'm going, who's doing that ridiculous send-up of the Australian accent with Sam Worthington just accepting a prize in his normal voice?
Lucy, hello there.
Now, this is a real true bogan. My neighbour goes outside in the street with a cigarette. Yep. She's yelling and fighting with her kids, and then her husband comes out as well, going like really going crazy. Everyone can hear everything they're saying, right? And she does wear the moccasins outside, but they're screaming, yelling, so uncivilised. What can be more a bogan than that?
Yeah, the public argument's not a good look.
Yeah, that was, well, we would have an argument in my street in Thames in New Zealand. We just had a spot in the street where all the families could congregate and conduct all their arguments in public.
Just therapy.
Yes, right. And it was just fun for everyone else in the street, like, you know, to have a, it's just like having a TV show.
Should I go over and take part this today right, or will I wait till tomorrow?
Will I do a cameo, a walk-on in that argument?
Mark, good afternoon.
G'day, how are ya? Just hold on a sec. I just want to ask the lovely wife something. Darling, I'm going down to the pot to have a pot, and the truck rifle's on, and I'm going to take the Sandman. And I'm wearing my Rockies and my shirt, and I've got my tin cans we're going to have after for a cup of tea.
Is that a show? Is this a regular character, Dennis?
No, he's auditioning for Series 2.
Oh, good on you.
Thank you, Mark. Dale.
G'day, guys. Michelle and Ferret off Full Frontal pretty much summed it up for me.
Yeah, that was a great character. Didn't one of them live in a wheelie bin or something?
Yeah, and Tony, can you make an appearance on radio as a regular?
Yeah, well, I do like to. As people know, I am Australia's own Where's Wally. I just show up in the background. I could turn up on any show and ruin it at any point.
He floats in and out of radio, don't you?
That's right. Phil and Bruce are used to me wandering in during one of their segments.
And you're good mates with Pete Smith?
Pete Smith is just one of the greatest people in the known universe, in my opinion.
That's what he says.
That's right.
Ron, hello.
Oh, yes. Go no further as far as bogans are concerned. Pauline Hanson.
All right.
Hey, Ron, is Pauline running this time again? She was going to.
Yeah, she's running again, or apparently so, but she had a very embarrassing interview.
Last night. I heard that was hilarious. I didn't see it myself.
No, I didn't see it.
Tom Gleason does a very funny segment on that show this week live called where he just interviews people he hates, and somehow they agree to go on.
These politicians will go on anywhere.
Yeah, well,
none of them come on here, though. Ron, thank you. What happened on that interview?
Well, she didn't even know that the Mickey was taken out of her.
Right.
Well, that's a bit tragic.
Yeah, it's always best to, I think, read the instructions before you go on a show like that.
Absolutely. Susie, hello.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. You've missed the classic Bogan stamp, the tattoo on the breast.
Oh, yes.
Any tattooed breasts on this program?
Oh, up the back, and they walk around in the trackies and the little tops with the tattoo on the back.
Actually, we do have in Upper Middle Bogan, we do have an episode revolves around a tattoo. So, yes, we were on to that. Thank you very much.
Susie, thank you for your call. Thanks to all the callers. Tony, good luck with this. Upper Middle Bogan, tonight, what time on ABC? Oh, 8.30.
Not 6.30, because that would be when Can You Help with Peter Roseland, I'm hoping, is on.
Yes, that's 8.30.
Always my vote for the Gold Logie. 8.30, ABC One.
You've spoken like a true radio announcer. Could you throw to the break for me?
Be happy to throw to the break, and we'll be back after this with more Dennis Walt. He could win a 3-pack of CDs.
First, you repaint the lounge room. Then you get a lovely... Then